Sam Marsh Reel 5. You said you'd been lying on the lower decks.
Yes.
For what seemed like about 2 days.
It seemed like that, but over that time I'd come round, no doubt, and you've got all the pain, they'd give you another morphine jab, and you'd go out again. It's difficult to know, truthfully, how many hours I lost during that sort of treatment. What happened during that time when I was carried down below, the story is, you know, it's in the book. The Sunderland came flying over and brought a doctor, because our one or two doctors that had been on board were both killed. One was killed in his action station, I think. One was killed attending the wounded on the upper deck. I go from there. Sorry, how far did I get before?
You were just... you were on the lower decks.
Yes.
You were wounded. No. You don't know how long you were there because you had been receiving morphine injections periodically.
And, I found out there was an officer going around attending the wounded. He'd been dropped off, must have been from helicopter, onto the Amethyst for it, because he was, what would it have been? Well, he was a doctor anyway. And he came along and done some of the dressings. I think he injected, I know we all had an injection to put us out. And I assume it had to be him, because it's who's qualified to give an injection. It takes, it knocks you out for about 4 hours, as far as I remember. And the doctor helped, or did the bandaging of all the, you know, people laid out with foot wounds and arm wounds and whatever. Pardon me.
What's the next thing you remember happening to you?
That's what I'm trying to... I think I must have been out with morphine, like probably like a lot of others. Kept where you're just under the influence to kill the pain, but not enough to build up into a serious problem. You know, I don't know what morphine does to you after certain applications, or how many, or how long, sort of thing. But they had a ship's doctor, not a ship's doctor, a flying doctor.
What happened to you after that? Because I think you've already mentioned the doctor coming in. You've already mentioned the doctor who arrived.
What had landed.
Yeah. And then you'd received treatment.
They dropped him off from the seaplane. The seaplane had landed on the protected side, you know.
Yeah, I think you've already...
And he came on board.
Yeah, mentioned that he's... Yeah. How did you leave the Amethyst after that period?
I knew I was out with morphine quite a lot with the others, and it was evening time. It might have even been dark, I'm not too sure. And I was suddenly taken up from the mess deck with a stretcher up onto the upper deck, lowered over the side onto a rowing boat. Or whether they did have a power boat, or if they had a power boat, whether they didn't want to use it to attract the attention of the communists, because they'd have opened fire again. But we were taken a short distance to the bank, and there we were met with a whole group of army men.
British Army.
British Army, I'm convinced. Although I'm not sure.
Chinese.
No, I think it had to be Chinese. It had to be the nationalists. It had to be Chinese nationalists. And we had, there was a doctor or a medic, I don't know whether it was, it must have been the one from the Amethyst, I think. And yet, they'd have kept that one on board, I'd have thought, for the one or two that they couldn't take off. Anyway, there were four soldiers to each
stretcher.
Four soldiers to each stretcher, and they ran across this island bit, and I'm not sure what it was, but they ran with us all night. They actually had a break of about a quarter of an hour somewhere in the woodlands, but they went across this island point to a rendezvous point with two army lorries. I'm sure it was two on that one. And we were wounded all on stretchers at that point. Then we were loaded into the army lorry and taken to a place called Nanking, if I remember rightly. And that was where there was a railhead, the rail line. And I remember being with all the others spread out all along the platform. I remember a young national Chinese girl came along and gave me a drink of tea. You know, their tea. Bless her. And then we were taken on board. I don't know what the vessel was. No, we weren't. We were taken on board a train. That's right, I'll get it right in a minute. We were all laid out along the platform. And where the soldiers had run with us all night with the stretchers was to get us to this railhead point. And they stayed with us. You know, some of them travelled with us. And, oh wait, she's going in there to the phone. And,
hello. We'll pause for a moment. You were lying on the platform.
Yes.
The railway platform. What happened to you after that?
We were loaded onto a train. Two stretchers into each passenger compartment, sort of thing. And, we were taken to Shanghai. You remember more than I do. You're taken to Shanghai by rail, and we were taken into a local hospital there for the night. Ones that had wounds that could be operated on, you know, picking the shrapnel out, that sort of thing. Some of those they treated at night, because I remember waking up, hearing people scream. And I thought, oh, well, what are they doing? And, you know, I got someone to tell me what they were doing. And I thought, well, my turn don't come, to have to do it without any anaesthetic. And they were pulling, actually, metal splinters out. One had something taken out of his chest, so it would pierce the lung. All right, then you go back, you know, you're out with your drug again, morphine or whatever, mostly morphine, I think it must have been. And the next day we were loaded onto a train. Oh, I've done that, but didn't I?
You're in the hospital in Shanghai.
So we got taken there by train, and then we were in Shanghai for overnight. And like I said, one or two had the splinter stuff removed that could, or were suitable for that sort of local operation, I suppose. And the next day we were taken down to the harbour and put on a troop ship. God, what was a troop ship? You know, 2 or 3 years ago, all this was as crystal clear. It was only in the last 2 or 3 years it's started to fade.
It doesn't really matter what the name of the troop ship was. It doesn't matter.
Okay. But I know it was on the ship that they took my shrapnel bits out, and they did a, you know, I think they had 2 operating theatres on it. And that's where they tended to most of us wounded, and then we, I don't know, perhaps a day or two later, we were at Hong Kong, taken up to Hong Kong Peak, the hospital's right up on Hong Kong Peak, by ambulance, and then over the next 2 days, I would say, they were operating most of the time, shrapnel removing, down in the op theatre. You knew you went down, you were conscious while you were in there. My thought was, I said to him, you won't start taking anything out until I've dropped off, will you, you know. Don't worry, said, you won't feel a thing, you'll know nothing.
So how many operations did you have all in all?
Did they do? I expect it probably. Well, I think there was about 40 wounded.
How many operations on you?
Pardon?
How many operations on you?
Oh, on me?
Yes. I think you said you operated on the troop ship.
One. They didn't do anything at the first one where we pulled in. You know, it was too complicated. On the ship. I think I went down to the operating theatre on the ship for some minor bits pulled out, and I think I had a splinter somewhere on the arm. Oh, it went in there, in the hand. And that piece, somewhere in the house, I've got. It's like a cigarette end, almost. It's about that sort of long, and it's about that square. And it's a strip of metal, twisted, where the shell went screeching out of the gun and on the rifling, and that piece got chipped off, you know. And that was a piece that finished up. Where did that finish up? Oh, I had one on there. There's a marker somewhere. And that was like a piece stuck on. That went in here. Okay, I was lying like this, with my arm up under my head. And all of a sudden, that was at the gun mount, waiting to be carried down below. Or was I already? I was gone down from the gun deck to the next deck lower down. And I got a hit in there. And you won't believe it, but if that's the riverbank, and this is a ship, and this is the bows, and that's the stern, this is starboard side, and the thing was turned in like that to the mud bank, and most of them, they kept everybody over here. And then I think they might have got a bit full, but they carried me around this side, the open side. And I was lying on my stretcher like this, thinking, God, how long have I got to lie here, I wonder, you know, then you doze off, then you come through again. And smack, that's how it felt. And the piece that, we got it here somewhere, but I don't want you to find it. It's like the size of a cigarette end, about the same size round, one is more square, and
what happened to you once you reached Hong Kong?
In turn, we were, all of us wounded, were treated in the operating theatre at Hong Kong. This was to purpose was to check that all the wounds that had been treated, all the wounds that had been treated needed more attention due to excessive heat and the severity of the wounds, I would have said. Because they, on the board the ship, they didn't have what you'd think of, you know, full facilities to do several wounded people. There probably was over 20 odd, I think, with foot wounds, leg foot wounds.